Humanists. It's nothing new when it comes to the theatrics involving our politicians. The fake emotions, the fake frustrations, and the need to further stick their nose in where it doesn't belong. But that's what we signed up for, right? The hidden signs of a hostile situation are pretty damn straightforward, and yet we still don't see it for what it is. But when you've been in the cuddle session of the government, you become sensitive to the truth about how they really view you, view us. Yeah, I know it sucks ass, but just give your brain a chance to work before you're quick to dismiss the facts. Many have been, quote-unquote, triggered by the shocking truth about what's what and how it really is, but if you flip over that, then you really do need a ritualized fuck to get you to broaden your horizons, okay? I'm not being disrespectful about it. Sometimes some good, hellified sex might just open your eyes. I mean, it helped me. I think we all must take that trip to see how much we really have missed out on life altogether, to see what can be achieved and where we stand in the view of others. I had to take the journey. Only, I'm not marketing it as a fucking cure-all. I'm just giving you some wisdom that I had gained from my pain. And what I'm saying is we really must pay close attention to what has happened to the political and social landscape that has caused an uprising across social media, spurring the cancel culture that has suppressed one too many voices. Truth is the weapon the world needs to be saved. No more manipulation of the narrative for profit. It's far more simple than how they put it. So, seeing as I'm fed up with this constant need for world domination and control and hijacking the environment, I'm gonna help you out. You don't choose how you're born, but once you're at a certain age, you should know right from wrong. Now, throughout our lives, we were told a lot of certain things, but whatever the case may be, what if everything you were told as a child, you grew up and found out it was a fucking lie? Think of yourself as a puppet, but you don't realize that you are. You just wake up, use the bathroom, go to work or school, then come home, eat, probably have sex with your significant other or the date, and do it all over again. See, people are used to consistency. But when you want to play games with other people's lives, that consistency is severely disrupted. Then you have chaos. Then you need order. You need a whole reset. I want to wish everyone a safe holiday and a safe new year. And may we have a much better outcome for the issues that lay ahead. We all must stand together, whether what position you may be in. If you know it is wrong, don't participate. So many lives were disrupted by those who chose to follow. And the ones who choose to follow happen to have the thickest strings attached to them. There's really not much you can do for people like that. But the ones who are trying to break those strings, the ones who are more open to figure out what's going on, nurture them, help them. Because time is against us. And if we don't finally realize that we're all just part of a very, very sick game of Monopoly and Risk combined, then humanity is as good as done. I'll see you all in 2022. This is Beatrice Harris. Until next time, for Cosmic Collision Season 9, Humanist Rising, stand up, stand out, or stand down. Your choice. And Happy New Year.